6268 eastbound Milliken.
Hello, 6268, how can I help you?
I just need some clarification on a situation that I just had with the 56 driver at the Washington Square Mall. I pulled up like you're normally supposed to do, where you get to the crook and you try to get your wheels closer you can to the crook. And he said that you're not supposed to do that, so he blocked me in. And he was hesitant to help me, but he sat there and helped me back up, and he said that we're not supposed to park anywhere close to the crook, and that we're supposed to park with our doors at the bus stop. And so I sat here just at sunset here, or not sunset, but Milliken. I sat there and looked through all the paperwork and everything. I don't see anything in it. So if there's instructions on how we're supposed to park different inside Washington Square Mall, I'd appreciate some instruction and some paperwork on that. But as of right now, I'd like to know where he's getting that information.
I know I talked to the garage trainer before. She was going to try to put something out about the parking at Washington Square. She said something to me about it's at Washington Square. It is different. I haven't been there in probably a good, I don't know, 8 or 9 years. So I would definitely talk to your garage trainer, but I haven't seen anything come out about it. But I know there is some kind of spacing issue and where we normally are told to pull our buses up to. She did tell me that there's some kind of issue with it there, and it is causing buses to be stuck by other buses. So I'm not exactly sure, but I never saw anything come out about it. But I know that at that point, the garage trainer was talking about she was going to get together with a road supervisor so they could come up with something to kind of retrain the operators in there.
I hear you on that. I'm just saying that this is my first day doing this with the new sign. I haven't done the 62 in a long, long time since I came back from rail. And if we're going to sit there and do that, I would suggest having berthing markers like we do at rail, saying that the bus needs to come up to this line and no further. But as of right now, there's nothing telling anybody anything. And then people are going to sit there and block people on purpose just because they're irritated with a driver who has no instruction on doing anything different.
I completely understand, and I'm sorry that the operator, you know, acted like that. It's our job to, you know, help our coworkers or, you know, try to bring understanding and not be aggressive in that way. So I apologize for his behavior. I know some people get kind of heated at Washington Square. I would definitely fill out an RSA on it, for one, but also talk to the garage trainer and see if there's something specific that says exactly where you guys are supposed to park, how you're supposed to park there. Because like I said, I don't know the exact specifics, but a trainer did say that she was trying to come up with, you know, mapping and telling people where they need to park.
I understand that. I'll talk to the trainer, but that trainer should have followed up a little bit better instead of just leaving it out in the open for people to figure out. But I will talk to them, suggest a berthing marker. But at the same time, when you're pulling in on a 62, you have to take a real wide turn and then try to come in as much as possible. If there's anybody at the bus stop or that platform at all, you can't do your overhang to get the bus even any closer. So I was trying to even think about that when I was pulling in, letting people get around me and all the way. But yeah, it doesn't matter. I'll sit there and send an email to the trainers or ask them. Thank you.